Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
This is Al Khoury with another episode of Plot Radio. Today I am going to talk about the Ruby on Rails framework and the benefits of using it. Ruby on Rails is a web application framework and it's database driven for website development and it's very easy to set up. It's great because the framework generates a lot of application code for you and then you can mold it and customize it according to exactly what you need. The benefits are rapid deployment and rapid development and a lot less coding, but I liked it the most because it has a very simple environment and it's also compatible with Windows, Linux, and Macs. To get started, all you need to do is download Ruby, RubyGems, the Ruby package manager, Rails, and a supported database type for Rails. I like to use MySQL, but I've seen Oracle, SQLite, and even MS SQL. You also need to pick a text editor. Mac users will probably use a TextMate. Windows users, it's probably best to use Notepad++, Linux. There's many options, but I use Gedit because you can get it to look like TextMate and get the same functionality. Once you're all set up, you can find tutorials on the internet that show how to make Rails apps. Rails has a lot of uses, and I found tutorials ranging from address books to blogs to basic wikis. It can do a lot, and I created an entire content management system in about 4-5 days. It comes with a login page, a wiki, contact, adding, deleting, and viewing, message board, a bug tracking system, and a search engine for the entire thing. Doesn't sound realistic that a CMS can be created in just 4 days, but I think you get the idea. Okay, so now you know the benefits and the uses of the Rails framework. I'm going to walk through the steps to make a simple Rails application. The show notes should have a link to a zipped archive of this example. I did this using Ruby 1.8.2 and Rails version 1.2.5. I used MySQL for my database. The first thing you need to do is create 3 databases that you use for testing, development, and production. My application is going to be called Contact. So I need to make 3 databases called Contact_development, Contact_test, and Contact_production. I need to create the application directories. I execute the following Rails command. In this case, mine is called contact. So I run the command Rails and capital C for and then contact. Make sure that you're in a directory that you have space and you are willing to write your application within, because this will generate all the directories for Rails. And after that, what you need to do is set up the database connection, edit your database .yml file. The names need to be correct for each database. Also check to see that the username and password match the ones that you use to connect to your database on your local host. Okay, here comes the best part. I like this part because I get to see Ruby generate a bunch of code for me, And yes, I'm a lazy guy, and Rails lets me get a lot done. So what I'm going to do is tell Rails to generate the scaffold, it's called, and I have it execute the following. Ruby space script / generate space scaffold and space capital person. Now I need to create the database structure. This step helps me set up the tables in my database. So I execute the migration command. Just as before, Ruby space script / generate space and then the word migration space. And you really can call your migration file anything, but I call it contact_db just to keep it simple. In the root directory of my web app, it'll probably be under the directory contact db. I go in there and I open the contact db file with the .rb file extension. I add my table structure to this file, and this is basically just a SQL statement tells the application to generate a table within your SQL database that Ruby on Rails will use to output information within the contacts page once they've been added. Once you have edited the file, you need to run the Rails rake command. It goes as follows. Changes to your contact the root directory of your web application and run rake space db colon migrate. What this does is it connects to the database, creates the tables, and then after that your table structure should be set up. And the reason why I do it with Rails rather than create my own table structure and then tell Rails to do how it is after is because now Rails knows about my database schema, and if it needs to do any sort of modification to the table later on, the next time I need to switch a field in my database or I need to add another field, I run the rake command and I generate a new migration file and I run the rake command, and then I add it into my database, and Rails knows all about everything that's in the database and nothing gets confused. This is really good if you're moving from one database to the other or you need to make a new table and tell Rails about it, and it's really simple. The next step is to start the web server to see if all went well. Rails comes with its own development web server, and it's called Webbrick. So I'm going to execute the following. Ruby space script / server. Now my application is running on localhost on port 3000. The web browser URL would be localhost colon 3000. And if Webbrick started correctly and Rails started correctly, it should show a welcome page and have some directions. The directions are, you don't need to do them right now because we already did them within the example. To check to see if my application is working, I traveled to the subdirectory of people, and it looks like it worked. So I included screenshots in the attached archive, and I hope I explained that well enough that you will try out the Ruby on Rails web framework. And if you want to check it out, visit rubyonrails.org. And on that site, you can find screencasts that show Rails in action. And if you are looking for a Rails book, O'Reilly offers an excellent book called Ruby on Rails Up and Running. And the show notes have an archive of screenshots and the Rails application I created. And for now, that's it. Thank you for listening to this episode of TWAT Radio. I'm L3. See you later.